Clyburn, I am absolutely fearful of America's future if we do not remove Trump. By Pam Key on March 3, 2020. Representative James Clyburn, DSC, said during MSNBC's Super Tuesday coverage that he is fearful for the future of America if President Donald Trump wins a second term. On former Vice President Joe Biden, Clyburn said, "If this continues throughout this campaign, the speech-making that Biden is now doing, the fundraising that's now taking place, and the kind of rollouts, the kind of organization that I saw last night, he is going to be very successful, and he will be our nominee. I really deeply feel he will be the next president of the United States." He added, "I think that's all I was trying to do. Getting people to not just look at platforms, but to look at the candidates. Compare them, which one of these candidates demonstrate the kind of compassion, the kind of goodness. I've been telling everybody that what's on the ballot this year is not just proposals. It is the goodness of this country, people who want this country to be respected around the world. People who want this country to open up its opportunities to everybody. People who want to restore dignity into the White House. So that's what I've been saying to people. That's what they've been saying to me. People are afraid." He concluded, "John Lewis and I met in October of 1960 when we were a part of organizing SNCC. I went to jail several times back then for trying to break down barriers. I was a little anxious about being in jail, but I was never fearful. I felt that sooner or later, this country would respond to my dreams and my aspirations. I don't feel that way today. I am absolutely fearful of this country's future. I want all American people, not just Democrats. I want Republicans and independents to think about this country, where we are. Think about what we're seeing from foreign countries. Some of us are even afraid to travel in foreign countries. We need to restore respect for this country, dignity in the White House, and fulfill the dreams and aspirations of the American people." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.